Welcome to Stepper Playbook, Jungle R Pool Enabled in Live 12. In this lesson, we're building one of those DNB ideas that feels like it's being dragged through the track by the drums and bass, instead of just sitting neatly on top. That's the whole vibe here. We want the LARP to feel alive, a little unstable, and rhythmically glued into the groove. If you think about great jungle or stepper sections, the energy is never static. The breaks are shuffling, the sub is pushing, the bass is talking back, and the melodic material is more like a pressure point than a lead line. That's what we're making. A jungle hook shard, something short, moody, and playable. First, set up the drum and bass context. Don't build the ARP in isolation. Put your track at around 174 BPM and get a basic DNB groove going. A kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, some light break layers, ghost notes, shuffled hats, and a clean sub underneath is enough to start. Keep it fairly simple at first. If the drums are too busy, the ARP won't have room to breathe, and you'll lose the feeling of motion. Now create a new MIDI track and load a synth like Waveedable, Operator or Analog. Waveedable is a great choice here, because it gives you a clear, modern top end and enough movement to shape the sound properly. Start with a saw or saw square blend, a little unison, subtle detune, and a low pass filter. Keep the amp envelope snappy, fast attack, short decay, medium sustain, short release. We want this to feel like a rhythmic fragment, not a pad. Next, write a simple arpeggio or broken chord in a minor key. F minor, G minor, or a minor all work well for this kind of darker DNB flavor. Keep the first idea simple. One bar long, maybe 3 to 5 notes, with a small octave jump or repeated note for identity. That little repeated shape can make the whole phrase feel more jungle authentic. And here's an important teacher tip. Don't make every note perfectly symmetrical. Let a note land a little off the obvious grid, or slightly shorten one note and lengthen another. Those tiny choices help the line lean forward instead of feeling like a textbook loop. If you want more obvious movement, add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. Try a rate of 1/16th or 1/8th, gate around 40-65%, and a style like up, down, or converge if you want tension. If you're feeding it a small chord, even just 2 or 3 notes, the arpeggiator can do the heavy lifting while still leaving the sound dark and focused. If you prefer more control, program the MIDI notes manually. That can actually work better for call and response phrasing, which is a big part of DNB writing. Once the core notes are in place, shape the sound before you print it. Add an auto filter, a saturator, a touch of echo, and a utility. That's a very solid Ableton-only chain for this job. Use the auto filter to sweep or focus the tone. Saturator adds harmonic weight and helps the ARP cut through smaller speakers. A little echo gives bounce and width. But keep it subtle. You're not trying to drown the groove. The ARP needs to sit above the snare crack and leave the sub alone. A good starting point is a filter cutoff somewhere in the midrange, maybe around 300 Hz to a few kilohertz depending on the sound. Keep resonance controlled, just enough to add bite. Add a few dB of saturation, and keep the echo feedback and mix low. The goal is presence, not wash. In DNB, clarity matters because the low end and drums are already doing a lot of work. Now comes the key move, resample the ARP to audio. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or route the MIDI track into an audio track. Arm it and record 4 or 8 bars while the groove plays. If you can, do multiple passes. One clean pass, one with more filter motion, one with extra delay or modulation. Maybe one where you move a macro live while printing. This is where the part stops feeling like a preset and starts feeling like sampled source material. That resampling stage is huge. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a jungle sample. You can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, warp it, and regroove it. That's what gives the ARP the feeling of being pulled through the track instead of just looping on top of it. Now take the resampled clip and chop it into useful pieces. You can split manually at note attacks and phrase starts, or use sliced a new MIDI track if you want a more playable chop kit. For this style, focus on the relationship between the ARP and the snare. That little push-pull before the backbeat is where the magic lies. A tiny delayed hit before the snare, a short stab on the downbeat, a reverse tail into the snare, or a quick answer after the bar line can all make the phrase feel more animated. When you warp the audio, use the mode that preserves the attack without smearing the rhythm too much. Complex pro or beats are both worth testing depending on the texture. If the phrase starts sounding too soft or too blurry, shorten it and reprint. Don't force the audio to do something it doesn't want to do. In DNB, preserving the impact is more important than making everything perfectly smooth. After chopping, process the audio like a production element, not like a main synth. High-pass it so it stays out of the sub-region. EQ8 is your friend here. Often you'll want to cut somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, and sometimes more, if the bass is active. If there's mud in the low mids, especially around 250 to 500 Hz, carve some of that out. That will help the snare and bass keep their weight. Add light compression if needed, just enough to even out the chopped hits. If you want more grit, use Roar or Redux very carefully. The idea is density and control, not destruction. Now we start making the pull happen. Automate the ARP across 4 or 8 bar phrases so it feels like it's leaning into the drums. Open the filter a little before a snare. Increase delay at the end of a phrase. Tip the volume on a downbeat so the snare can punch through. You can even automate pitch or transpose for tiny rises and drops. That kind of motion makes the part feel alive and performance-driven. Think in arrangement blocks. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are filtered and tucked back, with the break carrying the main energy. Bars 5 to 8 open up, brighter and more present, with a chopped reverse tail leading into a fill. Bars 9 to 12 drop the ARP out for tension, then bring it back with more saturation or a higher octave response. Bars 13 to 16 become full call and response with the bass. That's a very classic DNB arrangement strategy. Don't let the ARP show everything at once. Save the brighter version for when it matters. Also, don't let the ARP fight the bass. If your bass line is a rolling reese or a strong stepper low end, let the ARP live in the gaps. The bass might hold longer notes while the ARP flickers in between. That contrast is what makes the mix feel powerful instead of crowded. And if the ARP starts losing the battle, fix it with arrangement, eq, or octave choice before you reach for more volume. A very effective trick is sidechain compression, but keep it light. You usually only need a small amount of movement, maybe 1 or 2 dB, to help the kick and snare breathe. You're not trying to make the ARP pump like house music. Just enough ducking so it feels glued into the groove. At this point, check the stereo image too. Keep the attack focused and centered enough that it translates in mono. Wider is not always better. If the important part disappears in mono, the sound might be too clever for its own good. DNB systems reward discipline. A wide upper texture can be great, but the core impact should survive collapse. Once the first version is working, make variations. This is where the lesson really turns into a production tool. Create a filtered intro version, a bright drop version, a chopped fill version, a reverse tail, and maybe a sparse answer version for call and response. Same musical idea, different energy states. That's how you build a track that feels cohesive while still evolving. A really useful mindset here is to think in printable moments, not just loops. The best ARP parts often come from a 1 or 2 bar idea that gets re-recorded in different states, filtered, saturated, muted, then brought back chopped. You're making material that can be arranged, not just admired in isolation. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, lean on minor thirds, flat fifths, and sevenths in the ARP. Keep the notes shorter for a more percussive, neuro-leaning feel. Or, if you want more jungle energy, print a slightly degraded version with a bit of tape-style wobble, then cut it against the breaks, so it feels sampled and alive. Here's the big takeaway. Make the ARP in MIDI, give it motion with Ableton devices, then resample it so you can chop and reshape it like a real DNB production element. Keep it rhythmically tied to the drums. Protect the sub. Use filter automation and level movement for tension. And always make a few versions so you can deploy the idea in intros, drops, fills, and switch-ups. If the ARP feels like it's being pulled through the track by the drums, you've nailed the stepper playbook. Now your turn. Build a 1-bar minor ARP at 174 BPM. Process it. Resample 4 bars, chop it into a few slices, make 1 filtered version and 1 brighter version, and add a reverse pickup into the last snare. Keep the low end clean, and test how it plays against your kick, snare, and sub. If it loses weight, clean out the low mids and try again. That's the move. Simple idea, printed with intent, reshaped into something that feels like it belongs in a heavy jungle or stepper tune.